You know, there's something happened. I just tell you this story.
那我给你讲这个故事。
I like to walk. Every morning I like a morning walk. So I walk along the, along the dock for a few times, you know,
deck,
half hour.
Deck, yeah,
deck, yes.
他说他早上呢喜欢走路，所以呢他每天早上就在那个船甲板上走。
On the way from Alaska to Port Rupert, I think. Is that Port Rupert?
Prince
Rupert, yes.
Prince Rupert.
And I see a sparrow and on the deck.
那他在那个从Alaska to Prince Rupert 的时候呢，他看到一个雁，sparrow 麻雀。
Because we are right now in the sea, you know.
那当时我们是在海里面，海中。
I said, "Where comes this sparrow?"
然后我就说，哎，这个麻雀怎么在这呢
？Is he from Alaska or from Vancouver?
是阿拉斯加的麻雀呢，还是温哥华的麻雀
？Does she know where she's going? She's where's her home? You know.
她知道她要去哪吗？她的家在哪呢？
I was a little bit worried about the sparrow.
那我就很为这个麻雀担心啊。
I'm going back home to Vancouver. Where is she going? You know.
那我要回温哥华，那这个麻雀要回哪里呢
？I'm come with my wife. Where's her wife? His wife.
那我跟我的太太一起回家。那他的太太呢？或者他的先生呢
？You know, if she's from Alaska.If she immigrated to Vancouver, it's not a bad thing.
如果她是从阿拉斯加来的麻雀，如果她要到温哥华去了，那也不错。
Yeah, we all want to immigrate to Vancouver. That's a nice place.
那因为我们大家都想要移民来温哥华嘛，因为这是个好地方。
But I didn't see her spouse.
那我没有看到她的配偶。
Single.
Yes, maybe a single. Yes, maybe a single.
Coming all the way to Vancouver to find a mate.
Anyway, I thought, oh boy, you know, I don't need to worry about the sparrow.
我就说，哎呀，我还是不要为他担心了。
The Bible said the Lord is looking after the sparrow.
因为圣经上说呢，那神会看顾麻雀。
You know, I just thought about this passage. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 9. Chapter 8.
那我们就翻到这个耶利米书第八章。
So the background is that those days, the empire of Babylon has destroyed Jerusalem and take all the Jews to Babylon.
他说那个时候的背景就是呢，巴比伦呢把这个耶路撒冷攻灭以后，就把所有的人呢都掳到巴比伦去了。
And this chapter was written before it was taken, and later on Jeremiah the prophet was in the among those people going to Babylon.
这个讲的背景就是呢，他们还没有去到巴比伦，所以这个耶利米先知呢就在这群人中间，就是这些要被掳的人中间呢，就说了这个话。
Recently, we were reading Isaiah, the book of Isaiah.
最近我们在读以赛亚书。
You see, in Isaiah, Isaiah prophesied many things about Babylon.
那呢，这个以赛亚呢，他发了很多预言，都是关于巴比伦的。
Prophesied about Jerusalem.
那也就有耶路撒冷的预言。
You know, in chapter 38, Jerusalem was saved from the hands of Assyria.
那在那个第三十八章有讲耶路撒冷呢，就是从这个。亚述人中间得救
，because of the king Hezekiah, he was a good king. He's willing to seek the face of the Lord.
因为当时这个好的王呢，西西家呢，他就是因为他是个公义的王，所以呢，他被得救。
So the Lord said, "I will make the Assyrians go back home."
所以呢，那个神说呢，他会让这个亚述人呢转回去。
So that was around 772 BC.
那大概就是公元前的七百七十年。
So what happened was, Bible said, God sent angels to strike, the army of Assyrian, and in the second morning, it's about hundreds of thousands of troops all died.
那呢，这个圣经上讲的是，就是神呢让天使呢击打这个亚述的军队，然后第二天的时候呢，成千上万的士兵呢都死了。
So Assyrian king just immediately draw the troops back home.
那这个亚述王呢，他们就转回去。
So Jerusalem was there for another 150 years.
那耶路撒冷呢，因此呢，就是又在那里存活了150年。
Until Babylonian, the kingdom come to, siege the Jerusalem.
那直到呢，就是巴比伦呢来攻陷这个耶路撒冷的这个城。
Which is 586 around that BC.
那大概就是公元前的586年。
So Isaiah prophesied many things about Israel and Judah. In those days, there are two countries. Israel, two countries. One is Israel, that's the North Kingdom. Another is Judah, the South Kingdom.
那当时这个以赛亚呢，就发了很多关于这个犹大跟以色列的这个预言，就是呢，耶路撒冷这边呢在北国，然后这个犹大呢是南国。
Because the North Kingdom, there's no one king is good. No one. It's very bad.
North. North 嘛，在北国呢，因为没有一个就是好的王。
And so it was destroyed right at 722 BC by Assyrians.
那所以呢，在公元前的772年呢，这个亚述呢就已经攻陷了北国。
So basically, the North Kingdom disappeared.
那就是个北国呢，就是完全都消失了。
But the South Kingdom stand for another 150 years.
那这个南国呢，继续的站立了150年。
Because Hezekiah, the king Hezekiah and Isaiah, they prayed to God. God sent angels to strike the Assyrian army.
那因为呢，就是西西家这个好王以及这个以赛亚呢，他们一起为这个城祷告，然后呢，神就差派天使击溃了这个亚述王。
And so that was a historical fact. Jerusalem was there for another 150 years.
那这个就是一个历史的一个事实。
The temple, was there.
那这个以色列所以耶路撒冷这个圣城呢，又继续的站立了150年。
So the temple stand there for another 150 years.
这个圣城呢，就是圣殿呢，站立了150年。
And the historians, there's a Greek historian.He recorded. He said there was a plague in the army happened.
那这个当时有一个希腊的一个历史学家呢，记录了这个就是亚述王这个征战，就是说呢，他说当时有一个瘟疫临到了这个军队。
So, Jerusalem was saved.
那耶路撒冷就得救。
However, after Hezekiah's son was really bad.Is Manasseh. He's very, very bad king.
那呢，这个西西家王死后呢，他的儿子马拿西呢，是一个非常不好的王。
He worship all kinds of idols.
那他就是跪拜各种各样的偶像。
Do all kinds of bad things.
也做了各种各样的不好的事情。
And anyway, God sent, that prophet Isaiah, and later on.Jeremiah continued to prophesy to call people back.
那呢，就是神就用这个以赛亚，然后接着就是使用这个耶利米呢，就是发预言，让这些人、这些百姓可以回转。
So Isaiah prophesied, Babylonians are going to destroy Assyrians.
那这个以赛亚呢，他的预言就是说呢，这个巴比伦呢会攻陷这个亚述。
And even Isaiah prophesied the Persians are going to destroy Babylonians.
那呢，他也发预言，就是说这个波斯人呢也会来攻陷这个巴比伦。
So that's about like 200 years later.
那呢，这就是之后200年发生
的事。He also prophesied that Cyprus.Is going to allow the Jews to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
那他甚至也发预言呢，就是这个塞鲁士王呢会允许这个以色列人呢回到就是以色列去重建他们的圣殿。
So this is what Isaiah prophesied.
那这就是以赛亚所发的预言。
Come to Jeremiah's days.
那到了这个耶利米的这个时候呢
，the Babylonians already destroyed Assyrians.
那这个时候呢，就是巴比伦呢已经攻陷了亚述。
And now, right now, the Babylonians actually already destroyed Jerusalem.
那这个时候呢，也是巴比伦也已经攻陷了耶路撒冷这个城。
Now this is also prophesied by Jeremiah.
那这个就是啊，
by Isaiah.
那就是以赛亚呢，已经发了这个预言。
Now why it all happened according to the prophecies?
那为什么就是按着预言都发生了呢
？Does prophets prophesy in order for things to happen?
那这个发预言的目的是为了让这些事情发生吗
？Actually, it's the opposite.
其实并不是这样子。
The prophets prophesy so that these things will not happen.
那这个先知发这样的预言呢，其实是为了防止这些事情要发
生。Because prophets want to call people back to God to be protected.
先知呢，就是在呼召大家要回转归向神。
But the prophets, the God also know that only a small group of people will listen. Most of the people won't.
那但是呢，神也知道，只有少数的人会听，大部分的人都不会听。
So if you read the Bible, there is a line which is called remnant.
那你要是读圣经的话呢，你会听到这个词叫做余民。
From Adam's days, the Genesis to Revelation, there's always talk about remnant.
那从这个创世纪呢到那个到这个最后一本书都有讲到关于渔民。
Basically, only a few people are willing to listen to God. This few people is called remnant.
那其实就是说，只有非常少数的一部分人会愿意去听神的这个话，这些人就叫做渔民，也就剩下的人。
God loves everybody.But only a few people listen to God.
那神呢是爱所有人的，但是只有一小部分人会愿意去听。
So Noah was one of the remnant.
那这个挪亚呢是其中的一个渔民。
Because he listened to God, the whole family was saved.
因为他听了神的话呢，所以呢他全家都得救。
From the flood.
从这个洪水中得救。
Abraham was a remnant.
那亚伯拉罕呢也是一个渔民。
So it's all talking about the remnant.
那这都是讲到就是剩下的这群人渔民。
Actually, in the church, in the last days, also talk about the remnant.
那甚至在教会呢，在这个末世的时候呢，神也在讲渔民。
Church is a remnant among all the people.
那其实教会呢，就是在大所有人中间的一小部分的渔民。
Among the churches, also there's a remnant.
那在教会当中呢，也是有一部分的是渔民。
But don't be surprised. Bible said in the church there's a remnant because in the last days many people have appearance of piety, but actually they're not following God.
那你不要就是吃惊，因为圣经上讲到的渔民在教会中的一小部分渔民，因为呢。圣经上也说了，有很多人有敬虔的外表，但是呢，没有实质。
And also, Bible said that the judgment is going to start from the church.
那圣经上也说呢，这个审判要从神的家开始，就是教会。
Because God said, if I cannot judge my people, how can I judge the world?
因为神说呢，如果我连我的家都没有办法来审判，我怎么能够审判全世界呢
？So we always need to know this remnant.
那所以我们一定要知道这个词。
We also pray that we belong to this remnant.
那我们要祷告，我们属于这个渔民中的一部分。
This remnant.Is a very special group. It's blessed by God.
那这个渔民呢，是一个非常特殊的一小群，是被神所祝福的。
They are blessed. There are some reasons.
那为什么他们被蒙福呢？因为背后是有原因的。
Yeah, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 8.
那我们回到耶利米书的第八章。
So those days, God sent Jeremiah to just call Israelites to come back.To God.
那当时就是神的呼召耶利米呢，让他发预言，让所有的百姓要回转归向神。
So the verse 6 said, I have listened attentively, but they do not say what is right.
第六节，我留心听见他们说不正直的话。
No one repents of his wickedness.
无人悔改恶行。
Saying, "What have I done?"
说我做的是什么呢
？Each pursues his own course.
他们个人转奔己路。
Like a horse charging into battle.
如马直闯战场。
Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons.
空中的雀鸟，幻鸟知道来去的定期。
And the dove, the swift, and the thrush observes the time of their migration.
斑鸠、燕子与白鹤也守候当来的时令。
But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord.
我的百姓却不知道耶和华的法则。
How can you say we are wise, for we have the law of God?
你们怎么说我们有智慧？耶和华的律法在我们这里。
When actually the lying pen of the scribes has handled it falsely.
看到文士的假笔舞弄虚假。
The wise will be put to shame; they will be dismayed and trapped.
智慧人惭愧，惊慌被擒拿。
Since they have rejected the word of the Lord.
他们弃掉耶和华的话。
What kind of wisdom do they have?
心里还有什么智慧呢？
So basically, many bad things are going to happen because they do not listen. Even the prophets are not listening. The scribes are doing the wrong things. You know, they are deceiving people.
那所以为什么啊这些不好的事情要发生呢？因为甚至就是那些文士啊，先知啊，都是在发假预言或者是在写假的东西。
Now here, Jeremiah use a parable.To use the birds in the sky, he said, "You know those birds; they know when to go to the south, when to go to the north. But my people forgot the law of God."
那这个耶利米呢，他就用了一个比喻，就是说这个候鸟呢都知道什么时候该去什么地方，可是我的百姓呢却不知道。
Because God put God's law into their instincts, they know when to fly to the south.
因为呢，神呢把这种就是这个天性呢，就放到这个鸟的身上，他们就知道哦，什么时候他们要飞南方，什么时候飞北方。
When I worry about the sparrow, I think I don't need to worry.
那我想到就是刚才那个麻雀，我也不需要担心它。
I do not know many things about birds, but I do know a few things. My father, when I was young, he had a whole room of pigeons.
那我并不很了解鸟，但是呢，我知道关于鸟的一些东西。我小的时候呢，我家里边我爸爸养了一屋子的那个鸽子。
You know, pigeons are very interesting. They are, you know, they can fly and send, you know, send the letters to the people and come back, no problem.
那你知道鸽子很特别，它可以就是送信嘛，信鸽可以去可以回，没有问题。
People are very smart. Recently, it was reported that some criminals in a prison, they use pigeons to send drugs to the prison.
那甚至最近有一些报道，
right?
报道就是有一些囚犯，他们就用那个信鸽呢，就是送那个毒品到监狱里去。
Because the pigeons, they really know the way. They can come back, no problem, back and forth.No problem.
因为对于鸽子来说呢，他们就可以去也可以回，他们知道他们的路。
You know, some animals they always know where is the home. You know.
Yeah. 因为那个鸽子就是动物，他们都知道他们的家在哪里。
I still remember something when I was a kid. There was a cat. Our neighbor had a cat. This cat is really bad because, she.It's chicks, you know, the small chicks.
那我记得我小时候呢，我有一个邻居家的猫，一个非常不好的猫，因为它老是抓小鸡来吃。
So they want to send the cat away.
然后他们就想把这个鸟，这个猫呢，把它赶走。
So they put in a bag and carry to a far place.
那他就把这个猫装在一个袋子里，然后放到一个很远的地方去。
Then third day, they found the cat is still here.
第三天，哎，发现这个猫又回家了。
I still remember there was a big flood. Our river was like 5 times wider. So they threw this cat into the flood. So maybe he's going to be gone.
那我还记得有一次，就是我们发大水，那个水里的河呢都已经5倍宽了，然后他们就把这个猫扔到河里边。
So I saw that cat was on the tree, you know, because in the flood, and they climb on the tree and cry on the tree.
那我就看到这个猫啊，爬在这个树上，在树上那里叫。
After the flood, he come back home.
那个水退了以后呢，他还是回家了。
So some people said you should make the cat drunk. If it, the cat is drunk and then they put him back, carry to a far place, he will not come back. I don't know if they tried.
那有人就跟他们说，哎，你要灌醉这个猫，让它醉醺醺的时候把它送到屋里之外，然后也许它就不回来。
But you know, the animals always know their home.
你看这些动物都知道他们的家。
They know when to do what.
他们也知道什么时候该做什么事情。
You know, for Canadian geese in the summer, the whole, you know, clone will go to the south.
那你看那个加拿大鹅
whole family, you know.
加拿大鹅到夏天的时候，他们所有的都要去
冬天
的时候都要去
in the winter
都要去南方。
They know they just need to go.
因为他们知道他们就是要去。
Because that's built inside them.
因为这些都是放在他们里面的。
That's the law of God.
那就是神的律。
Because God put something inside them, they know how to survive.
啊，神呢放了一些东西在他们里面，以至于他们知道怎么生存。
The law of God, God was given to people.
那神的律呢，也是给了我们人。
However, God gave people a lot of freedom.
但是呢，神呢，同时呢，也给人很多的自由。
He.Want people to choose.
那你有个自由意识可以选择。
Sometimes I think, God, maybe it's better to make us like a bird.
有时候我觉得，哎呀，会不会把我们造得像鸟一样更好呢？
But God made people really wonderful to have freedom, free will.
但是呢，神呢，就是给神人一个很奇妙的东西，就是自由意识。
You see, people have such a power to create.
因为我们有这样子的创造力。
You see those buildings, high rises in New York, 100, you know, stories higher. Is that right?
哦，你看这样在纽约的那些高楼大厦，就是100层的。
You see that cruise, 12 decks. Is that right?
你看我们那个游轮有12层这么高。
300 meters from this end to that end.
从这个船的这一侧到那一侧要300米这么远。
220 tons, 1,000 tons.
那有两万吨，
两百多万吨
的船。
They have all the equipment is ready.
哇，有很多很多不同的仪器。
Sorry, you see, all the everything.
有什么都有。
But humans, God give humans this right to choose, but sometimes we just choose the opposite.The wrong things.
神呢，就是给我们这个自由意识，让我们可以选择。可是我们常常都是选择错的东西。
But here, the Jeremiah, the prophet, is calling people. Use this proverb, say, "Come back." You know those birds know. Why you guys don't know?
那神呢，就使用耶利米呢，就对这些百姓说：“你看天上的鸟都知道，为什么你们不知道呢？”
He said, "Why you just want to go ahead like the war, or like the war horse going to the battle?"
他就说你为什么就像那些战马一样非要闯进这个战场呢
？You know the war horses, they are not afraid of death.
你知道，因为这是战马呢，他们并不怕死。
That's something very, very special. They are not afraid of death.
啊，这是非常特殊的，因为他们真的不怕死。
That's why people use horses.
所以呢，
在用的 war.
所以人呢，在战场的时候呢，会使用马。
But here, God used that. Said, "Why do you go to the battle like a horse?" You are going to die, but you just go ahead to die.
那神所以说呢，为什么你们要像战马一样闯进战场呢？你们会死的呀。
But Israelites won't listen.
但是以色列人呢，却不听。
But here, this Jeremiah is calling people back to God.
那这里呢，就是耶利米呢，就呼召大家，呼召百姓要回转。
Today, same thing. God sent His prophets.You know, the church is a prophetic group to call people back.
那今天也是一样的，神呢就拆开教会，教会其实就是一群先知性的子民，那就是来呼召大家要回转。
But some will listen, but many will not.
那有一些人会听，但是很多人都不会听。
The God's purpose is very simple: is call us to come back for safety, for blessings.
那原因很简单，神呼召我们回来，就是回到这个安全的地方，回到一个祝福的地方。
So word of God, that's the law of God, we need to listen.
那这个神的话，神的律法，我们需要来聆听。
So we can turn to Isaiah again, Isaiah 46.
那我们再一次翻到这个以赛亚书四十六章。
How God really treat His people.
那神是怎么样待他的？
So why God sent prophets to call again and again?
为什么神一再一再的呼召就是这个先知来对百姓发预言呢？
And we can read verse 1-4.
我们读四十六章的一到四节。
Baal bows down, Nabal stoops lower. The idols are borne by beasts of burden.
比勒屈身，尼波弯腰，巴比伦的偶像。
Yeah. The images that are carried about are burdensome, a burden for the weary. Yeah. They stoop and bow down together, unable to rescue the burden. They themselves go off into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob.
雅各啊，以色列家，一切余剩的要听我言。
All you who remain of the house of Israel,
以色列家一切余剩的。
You who I have upheld since you were conceived,
你们自从生下就蒙我保抱。
And I have carried since your birth,
自从出胎便蒙我怀什么字？
怀揣吧Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you.
直到你们年老，我仍这样；直到你们发白，我仍怀抱。
I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you.
我已造作，也必保抱；我必保抱，也必拯救。
And here, the first verse was talking about actually.Late on, Israelites liked idols of Babylon.
那这一开始讲到，就是呢，他们好像像喜欢这个巴比伦的偶像。
But prophet says these idols become a burden even for Babylonians.
那他这个神就说，你看这些偶像甚至都成为巴比伦的一个重担。
They will be captured.
那他们呢，也都要被掳去。
How can you depend on them?
你怎么能够依靠这些偶像呢？
And then he said, you know, Jacob, I'm like a father, mother. When you were young, when you were born, I just carry you.
他就说雅各啊，我就像一个父母一样，你刚刚出生，我就把你怀抱在身。
When you are old, I'm still carrying you.
那直到你年老，我还是要这样子抱抱你。
That basically this is the word of God. God always tried to call to save, save, save.
那这就是神的话，神一直在呼召，就是要来拯救，拯救，拯救。
So when the church talk about salvation, sometimes we forgot the meaning of this word.
那在教会上常常讲到救恩，我们都忘记到底这个救恩到底是什么意思。
Salvation definitely first means will save your life from eternal fire of hell.
那第一呢，救恩第一层意思当然就是我们要保守我们的生命呢，以至于我们不会死在地狱的火当中。
那 second, salvation also means I save you from every situation.
那第二呢，就是救恩就是在不同环境各个环境下呢，我都把你救出来。
You know, from the war.
从战争中救出来。
Now from all kinds of trouble.
从各种各样的困难中把你救出来。
From all kinds of trouble.
从各种各样的困难中。
But are we willing to listen?
那我们愿意去听吗？
But if,my message is when we read this chapter 46, we know that God is really like a father, like a mother, to call us back.
那我们读到这个四十六章的时候，我们看到这个神真的就是像一个父亲，像一个母亲，就是一直呼召我们要回来。
So when we Christians, when we read these words, we always need to know God loves us.
那我们作为基督徒，我们每次读到这个话的时候，我们都要知道神是爱我们的。
His law is for us to observe.
那他的话语呢，就是让我们能够去，就是跟随。
And the purpose for observation is we will be blessed. We will have an abundant life.
那我们为什么要听从他的话呢？因为就以至于我们可以有一个丰盛的生命。
But we humans, as I said, we were given so much freedom.
但是我们作为人呢，我们有很多自由的意识。
We created so much knowledge.
那我们也自己创造了所谓的智慧。
We troubled ourselves so much.
那我们也让我们自己身心灵很疲惫。
We had a very famous Chinese literature, 红楼梦 the Red Dream or something.
那OK， 就是有一个就是写红楼梦的作者。
The most famous verse I remember is，
你放心，
激光双镜太聪明，仿佛了亲亲性命。
I need a process. So the one of the most famous verse from sentence from this literature is about like even also, out of all the wisdom.什么意思啊？
Yeah.
其实你跟我
讲 you just try to calculate, try to you know think all over, but eventually you tricked yourself.
Okay, yeah. Because I don't understand old Chinese, that's why.
so we have too much intelligence. Eventually, tricked ourselves.
那我们有太多智慧呢，反倒了误了我们自己。
So that's why God is calling us back to the Word of God.
那所以呢，神呢呼召我们要回到神的话语当中。
But many times when we practice the Word of God, we find there's a little bit distance from our knowledge.
那我们当学神的话呢，会发现，哎，跟我们自己所谓的智慧好像有一些距离。
Sometimes a lot of distance.
啊，有的时候是这个距离是很大的，很宽的。
So we.Don't know how to practice.
那我们就不知道怎么样来操练。
Sometimes we don't want to practice.
那有的时候我们也不想来操练。
Because it seems it's contrary to my knowledge, you know.
感觉好像就是跟我们所认知呢是相反的。
If I practice, I might lose a lot.
那如果我觉得，我们就甚至觉得，哎，如果我们照着上面的话做呢，我们会失去很多。
Actually, just like the birds in the sky, if they know, they listen.They will be blessed.
那其实就像空中的飞鸟，如果它听从，它就一定会蒙福。
But if they only go with the feelings, they're going to be trouble.
那如果呢，它是跟着感觉走的话呢，它一定会有麻烦。
You know, nowadays we humans we use a lot of our knowledge, now knowledge and now feelings.
那我们现在作为人呢，我们常常都是用我们当下的感受，当下的这个所谓的智慧。
This is very, very dangerous.
那这是非常危险的。
Because that's only for now. You have tomorrow.
但是因为呢，这些智慧都是当下的，但是你还有明天呢。
Think about the Canadian geese. If in Calgary, in one winter, there's one month really warm.30 degrees says, okay, now I can stay here.
那比方说这个就是加拿大人，他如果有一天呢，在蒙特利尔发现，哎，今年这个冬天非常的暖，30度，那我们就住在这里吧。
He said, you know, now it's 30 degrees, let's stay. Don't fly so far away. Very tiring.
你看只有30度这么暖，我们就待在这里吧，我们不用往北飞，往南飞了，往南飞多累呀。
If they stay on the now feelings, now understand, they're going to be in trouble.
那如果他们活在当下的感觉，当下的这个智慧，他们一定会有麻烦。
So next 4 months will be ice and snow.
那接下来4个月呢，就是一定是有冰，一定是有雪。
They will surely be in trouble.
他们一定会有麻烦。
So they cannot just depend on the now feeling.
他们不能就是。放在就是当下的这种感觉。
Now humans, because we have so much stuff knowledge, and we depends on knowledge now.
那我们是因为人呢有很多很多智慧，我们常常都依靠我们当下的智慧。
So we have a lot of knowledge from the internet. Is that right?
我们在这个互联网上有各种各样的智慧。
I myself is very confused.
我自己都很被误导。
Because they said if you eat this food with that food, there's a trouble.
因为他们会说，哎，如果你这个食物混那个食物，你吃的就有麻烦。
Boy, I ate that for 20 years.
我想，哎呀，我都这样吃20年了呀。
You know, a lot of knowledge, you don't know which is true, which is false.
对，有很多很多的智慧啊，在网上你都不知道是真的是假的。
But when we practice the Word of God,
那当我们来就是实践神的话语的时候
You know, everybody who practices, when we talk about, when we share the testimony, they said, I'm glad I did it.
那跟每一个就是实践过神话语的人呢，你沟通过，你都会发现他们都会庆幸他们是这样做的。
But in the early days, I didn't really want.
但是呢，一开始我是不想按神的话语做。
And God sometimes bring us into some suffering.
那神呢，就会把我们带到一些痛苦当中。
Sometimes it's difficult. You need a lot of patience.
那有的时候是非常痛苦，你需要很多的耐心。
Just like Canadian geese when they fly.Takes a lot of patience.
那就像这个加拿大鹅，他们往南飞的时候，他们需要很多的耐心。
Without that patience, you cannot accomplish that, finish that journey.
那没有这样的耐心，你没有办法完成这样的旅程。
But if you try to avoid that kind of, suffering,
但是如果你不想，就是不想受这样的苦呢？
Then you would die. Very simple.
那你就会死啊。这么简单。
So, the God is calling us into His Word.
所以呢，神呢就是呼召我们回到他的话语当中。
You know, this is something. It's a very general word, but I reflect. I encourage brothers and sisters really practice the Word of God.
那只是一个非常简单的话，但是我鼓励弟兄姐妹呢，真的是要实践，就是顺从神的话。
When we cannot practice, we continue to pray to practice.
那如果我们没有办法行出来的时候呢，我们就祷告，让我们可以行出来。
Now don't go around of the word, you know.
不要就是绕着神的话走。
We will say, "Yes, Lord, I cannot do this. Please help me. I want to do it."
那你没有办法做的时候，你就向神祷告，说神啊，我愿意做，但是我现在做不了，帮助我。
You know.Really, we need to listen to the word of God to be blessed.
那我们真的是要听神的话，我们需要蒙福。
Recently, I had a tenant just left.
那我最近有一个租客呢。
Just give you an example.
他离开了。
But he had many troubles with my other tenants and things. He has to go.
那因为他跟我另外一个租客有一些矛盾，所以。
He has a lot of trouble on the property.
他在这个就是我的房产上。
But also, I pray that he will find a place.He needs a place.
那我也为他祷告，让他能够找到一个地方可以住。
But most of the time, he won't listen to me.
但是大部分时间他都不听我的。
There's a moment he listens to me.
但有一次呢，他听了我。
So I found that moment. I wrote something. I said, you know, now you find a new place. What the landlords like and dislike, if you can listen.
那我就跟他写了一封信，我说现在呢，你要去一个新的地方住了。那一作为房东呢，他们喜欢的还有不喜欢的，我就给了他一个，就是一个 list， 一个条例。
You know, nobody want to live on the streets.
因为没有人呢想住在就是街道上。
But if we continue to repeat the same pattern, eventually we will end up on the streets.
那如果我们如果持续的做同样的事情呢，那很可能他就变成了流浪汉。
So I wrote something as the first.You pay your rent on time.
我就跟他说，第一要按时付房租。
The landlord don't like, you know, always delay the rent.
那么房东不喜欢就是迟交。
Second, don't give trouble to the landlord and the tenant.
那第二呢，就是呢，不要给这个房东或者其他租客找麻烦。
Third, don't do renovation without the permission of the landlord.
第三就是呢，如果没有房东同意，不要自己私改这个房子。
Fourth, don't lie to the landlord. No landlord want a tenant to lie.
就是不要就是对房东撒谎，没有人想听到谎言。
I thought he really listened.
那我觉得他真的听了。
Then he wrote it back to me.
然后他也回信。
You know what he wrote?
你知道他说什么吗
？Guess.
He kicked him out.
啊
？The landlord kicked him out.
He wrote back to me, responded to my message. He responded to this message. I sent a message. I wrote.What a landlord like or dislike, I hope you will know this. So that you will get along with your new landlord, you know.
那因为我当时就是给他写了这封信，就希望他能跟新的房客呢，房东呢能够搞好关系吧。
You know what he wrote back to me?
I know, but I can't do it.
You can guess,
I know, but I cannot do it.
Oh, you said, oh, okay, that's good. That's good. Oh, who else? Guess. He wrote it back to me, some words.
Pray for him.
Oh, pray for him. Okay. What?
No, okay. Let you guess. Probably not very nice words.
Excuse.
It
wasn't his fault.
Not his fault.
You know, he wrote it back.
Bing.
Well, thank you. Good. He wrote it back to me. He said, "Bing, I'm going to block you."
他回复就是王李牧师，我要把你放到黑名单。
So you see, I in my heart, I have nothing against him. Lord, really put him in my heart to pray for him. Even now he's gone, I feel very sad. You know, I want God want to call people back to be blessed.
那我对这个人是没有任何恶意的，我真的是为他来祷告，我就希望他好。但是呢，就像神一样，神就是也是呼召我们要回来。
But there's a moment, we pray that we always have that moment, really want to listen.
但是我们呢，就是有一个时刻呢，我们真的是需要去聆听。
Listen to the truth.
听到这个真的话，真实的话。
You know, when we read the Bible says, okay, don't.Exasperate your children so they might lose their, their will.
那在圣经上也说呢，就是你不要惹怒你的儿女，不要惹怒他们的怒气，
免得他们
丧失志气。
So this we need to listen when we teach our kids.
那我们要就是教导我们的孩子说，我们需要听这句话。
You know, when a kid lose the will, nothing you can.Take it back.
那如果你的孩子失去了志气的话呢，真的是没有什么东西能够再可以激励他们。
I tell you some real stories.
那我给你讲一个真实的。
This is real.
真实的故事。
This parents they want the daughter to study dentistry because dentistry when you graduate you make a lot of money.
那有一个父母呢，他就希望他的女儿呢去学医，学牙医，因为呢你知道牙医挣很多钱。
And the daughter is not willing. Was not willing.
那这个女儿不想学这个，不想学。
But because of the Asian parents and the daughters, you know, like the dynamics, the daughter obeyed, finished learning dentistry.
那呢，当然就是作为这个亚洲人的这个父母子女关系，那这个女儿也就顺服了，去读了这个牙医，把它读下来了。
Learning dentistry is not an easy job.
那你知道读牙医是非常难的。
She didn't like, but she finished.
她不喜欢，但是她也读完了。
After she graduated, she said, "Dad, I finished my dentistry for you."
她就跟她爸爸说，我为了你，我读完了我的牙医。
So now I'm going to do what I want.
那现在呢？我要读我想要读的，然后我要做我想要做的。
So she went to do her, I think it's bakery, like to bake bread.
她后来呢就去做就是这个烹饪啊，就是厨师，不是就是那个面包师，烤面包的面包师。
Basically, that many years as the best years was wasted because the will was violated.
那呢，她最好的这个日子，她的年少这个日子呢，其实就是被偷去了。因为呢，他这个他想要做的事情被侵占，
那个 will 那个意志
被
干涉
侵犯。
So this is real
啊，这是真的故事。
Yeah, the father told me the story.
那这个是这个爸爸亲口跟我说的。
So that's why we need to read the Bible and to say these words are for me. I need to listen carefully.
所以我们要读圣经，就是这个神的话语是为了我的，我们需要聆听。
You see, but a lot of words about husband or the wife.
还有很多关于就是丈夫和妻子的这个关系的这些话语。
So I'm really, really touched. I see among us some of the wives, husbands really making effort to love the spouse.
那我也看到很多很好的例子，就是这个夫妻双方呢，就是花很多心思来为对方着想。
You know, it's difficult, but still said, I want to obey the word. I want to, you know, make progress in my marriage.
那就其实是很难，但是呢，他们也愿意就是按着神的话语，能够让他们的夫妻关系能够更深一步。
It takes patience.
需要很多的耐心。
It takes a lot of suffering too.
也需要就是 忍受很多的痛苦。
But eventually there will be blessing.
但是呢，到幕后呢，都是会有祝福。
So many people already lost that chances, opportunities, but the Lord always makes things new.
那呢，有些人已经失去了这样的机会，但是神呢，可以来更新，能够复原。
And also in terms of many things, making money.
还有其他的一些事情，包括就是挣钱啊。
We need to listen to the word of God.
我们需要听神的话语。
About tithing too.
啊，这是关于十一奉献。
I know a lot of people are still struggling with tithing.
那我知道很多人对十一奉献就是很困难。
Don't go around, just pray.
不要就是绕着神的话语走，就是祷告。
Then if you listen to, you can listen to the testimonies through the internet.
如果你想听见证，你也可以在网上听他们的见证。
Because God want to bless you financially.
因为神呢想在经济上来祝福你。
When I say bless you financially, does not mean just give you money.
那我说在经济上来祝福你，不仅仅只是给你钱。
You know, money can be a blessing, can be a curse.
那因为钱呢，可以是个祝福，也可以是个咒诅。
The God not just give you money, but to make the money be a blessing for you.
那神呢，可以让这个金钱呢，成为一个祝福你的金钱。
Do you know money can come, money can go?
你知道钱可以来，也可以走。
Money can be a trouble in one night for you.
那钱呢，甚至一个晚上都可以成为就是杀死你的这个工具。
I had a classmate, his uncle in China, he had that money come, made a lot of money and become a trouble for him.
那我这是一个同学呢，他的一个舅舅，他就是赚了很多钱，但是这个钱呢，就成为了他的一个很大的一个麻烦。
So he was very diligent.
那他呢，是一个非常努力。
Very smart, working hard.
非常努力，非常聪明的一个人。
So before 1949,He bought a lot of land.
那在一九四九年的时候呢，他买了很多地。
Anybody know the special year of 1949?
那大家知道一九四九年是一个很特殊的一年。
1949 basically the communists take over China.
那一年就是呢，共产党呢就是成立了新中国。
So his uncle was executed.
所以他的舅舅呢，就是被枪决。
Simply because he has a lot of land.
就是因为他有太，他是地主，太多。
He didn't, he hasn't been a landlord for a year.
那他其实之前都没有地，但是就是因为他买了地就被枪决。
So sometimes our wisdom is we think we are smart, but when we know how to handle the money according to God's way, God will protect us.
那呢，你也许会觉得你自己很聪明，你可以赚钱。但是呢，当你使用神的方法呢，神会保护你的，保护你的。
So every time when we come to the Word, we praise the Lord, help me.
那我每次祷告，我们就回到神的话语，说神啊，来帮助我。
Don't say this is not a problem for me.
也不用觉得说，哎，这个跟我没什么关系。
So all the words when we come to the Word is that law built in the bird.
那我们。就是读神的话语的话，就像就是神把这个候鸟的这个特质放在候鸟身上一样。
Is to lead us to the land of rest.
神要带领我们回到安息之地。
Today we were reading Hebrews chapter 3. We talk about the true rest.
那我们今天读到这个希伯来书第三章，讲到真正的安息。
So there it said that Israelites, why they didn't enter rest? Because of what? Because of what? The Bible said clearly.
为什么就是以色列人没有办法进入安息呢？圣经刚刚讲了，就是以赛亚不是希伯来书讲的，为什么他们没有办法进入安息
？Because of disbelief.
因为他们不信。
Not because they were not working hard.
并不是因为他们没有努力工作。
Not because they did a lot of bad things, but they didn't believe.
也不是因为他们做了很多不好的事情，只是因为他们没有信。
God's ways are very simple. Just come back to His word.
那神的话语是非常简单，就是回到他的话语。
You know, when we say we believe God, believe Jesus, that's not just His name. Mostly is His word.
那我们说，哎，我们相信神，我们相信耶稣，其实并不是只是相信他的名，更重要是我们要相信他的话。
Yeah, from the very beginning, God created heaven and earth with His word.
那呢，从起初呢，神创造天地就是按照他的话语创造。
And give Adam and Eve His word.
那也给了亚当夏娃他的话语。
The trouble comes into human race because Adam and Eve disobeyed His word.
那呢，这个世界上的这些问题发生呢，都是因为亚当夏娃一开始没有选择听。
It's all about His word.
其实都是关于他的话。
So today we will, we are, I believe we are chosen group of people.
那我相信呢，我们都是被神拣选的一群。
We are going to be a group of people to be blessed by God and used by God.
那我们会成为一群，就是被神使用、被神祝福的一群。
However, when we on this journey, Paul that was talking about the pilgrim's progress, that journey, we need his grace and mercy.
那呢，就是我们作为一群人，当时啊，那保罗弟兄分享的，就是我那个 Pilgrim's Progress 中文是什么？
天路历程，
就是我们就是这些回天路的一群人。
Yes, all by His grace.
那都是在他们恩典之下，在神的恩典之下。
Yeah, let's pray together.
那我们就一起来祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
好，天上的父，我们感谢你。
Indeed, the birds in the sky knows the ways.
是的，天上的候鸟都知道时期。
Knows the time of the migration.
也知道他们什么时候该就是飞。
But you are calling us back to your laws.
但是你来呼召我们回到你的律当中。
In this coming age.
在这个将来的日子。
We need your protection even more.
我们更加的需要你的保护。
The coming challenges.
还有未来的挑战。
Lord, you give us a heart, a soft heart,
主啊，你给我们一个柔软的心
to be attentive to your words,
让我们能够顺服听你的话语
to be serious about your words,
就是对你的话语呢能
and also believe your word is to bless us,
也相信神啊，你的话语是为了祝福我们
to give us peace and rest,
给我们就是平安，给我们安息
May your Holy Spirit work powerfully,
愿你的圣灵大能的在我们当中运行。
Lord, we thank you in Jesus, our Lord's name.
主啊，我们奉耶稣基督的名来感谢你。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.